You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
It's not uncommon to see babies using electronic devices these days. Dr. Kim Giuliano with the Cleveland Clinic says it's important to remember that the same parenting rules apply in the real and virtual worlds.
Know what your child is doing. Know who your child is with. Teach them to be kind. Teach them to be safe. And play with your child in that environment so that you know what's going on.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recently refreshed their screen time advice to reflect more contemporary media usage. Instead of limiting a child's screen time to 2 hours per day, they now recommend setting reasonable limits and making sure the content is high quality. Research shows that very young children learn best through two-way communication because it helps their brain and language development. Dr. Kim Giuliano with the Cleveland Clinic says parents need to lead by example when it comes to technology.
If they're checking their work emails on their smartphones and looking at the computer themselves, then it really sends a conflicting message to their child. And so parents should make cautious use of their electronic time as well.
In addition to November, this month is also being called Movember. It's all in an effort to bring awareness to men's health by not shaving.
It started as an idea by a group of drunk Australian friends back in 2003 to try and get the mustache back in fashion. But now, 12 years later, the organizers have some purpose behind their Don't Shave edict to bring awareness to prostate cancer and other health issues. Shave or not shave. Lisa G., New York.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to get better engagement on Facebook and Twitter, some of the reasons your business is not growing, the key part of the sales funnel you're most likely ignoring, when is the best time to reach customers on LinkedIn, and 10 rules for entrepreneurs that can still lead you to success. It's Thursday, November 5th, 2015, and taking care of business starts right now. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 69 degrees here in Flemington. And today it'll be mostly cloudy with rain and drizzle throughout the day and into the evening with a high of 70 and a low of 58. For tomorrow, as I call it, Friday Night Lights Friday, as Bridgewater Raritan tries to complete its undefeated regular season against Ridge, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 73 and a low of 53. Saturday's going to be cooler with clouds and a high of 62, a low of 39. Sunday, it'll be sunny, beautiful sunshiny day, cooler with highs of 55 and low of 30. A current check of the financial markets shows that the Dow is currently down 13.10 to 17,854.48. The NASDAQ is down 18.73 to 5124.10. The S&P 500 down 2.24 to 2100.07. Oil down 45 cents to $45.87 per barrel. Gold is down 80 cents to $1,105.40 an ounce.
Take good care about business. When I'm away, every day,
right, let's get into the program. Currently 12:06 in the afternoon, as I like to say, a little after noon o'clock, and it's time for the weekly catch-up, if you will. So right now, giving you a construction update. I think I told you last week that we were going to open the store after the Big Dig construction project to repair the sewer line this past Monday. That did not happen because yet another portion of the construction project had to happen this week. So they're doing some work right in front of the store, and it just, to me, it made no sense. Open up a beautiful showroom and have construction workers walking in and out. So it didn't make a whole lot of sense. The painting is done. The furniture is in. We're in the process of stocking the showroom. We're setting up our sign and apparel displays this weekend. But we will come, as I refer to it, come hell or high water. And I don't care if I'm sitting at a card table with on top of a milk crate. I will reopen this Monday. I don't care if I'm sitting there with Monopoly money in the cash drawer, which sometimes there's more of that than there is real money. But we will be reopening this Monday coming up. Looking forward to we're going to do it right. We're going to do a grand reopening. We'll do the ribbon cuttings. We'll invite everybody in. But I want to make sure that everybody does get a chance to look at the showroom. And those people who have seen it and those people who have seen the new window displays that we've created, the signage, the new logos have all been impressed and given us great feedback on that. So they really like it. And, you know, there were a lot of people who sometimes are your harshest critics telling you that the place is beautiful and looks great. It really makes you feel like you've done something right. Tomorrow night, as I mentioned in the weather forecast, very excited. I'm going to be at Bazelon Field on the campus of Bridgewater Raritan High School. This is an opportunity, something that has never happened in the 32 years that I have been announcing football over at the high school, a chance to go undefeated in the regular season. Currently, the Panthers are 8-0. They defeated North Huntington High School last week. They play Ridge this week. This is a team that we could end up facing in the playoffs as well, but it is a home game for us, so looking forward to that. And we'll bring out the old laptop. We're going to make it sound like a Giant Stadium. We're going to be rocking the house. And in addition, with the Bridgewater Raritan High School marching band, we're really going to put on a good show and hopefully bring the Panthers to victory to end their season 9-0. Now, being a lifelong Bridgewater resident, back in the early 70s, I had rooted for Bridgewater Raritan High School East during their 34-0 run under Coach George Greiner. So it's nice to see that football is back in Bridgewater. You know, we can go through seasons that are, you know, 3-7 or 3-6, you know, 4-5 or something like that, but to be 8-0 right now is something that I'm really looking forward to being a part of tomorrow night. Not sure if there is a 12th man in football. Hopefully we can get the crowd riled up and then make sure that the Panthers bring home the victory. But for tonight, that's right. Tonight is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase, and that's over at Hunterdon Central High School. So if you get a chance and you can make your way out to Route 31, the Flemington area, Raritan Township, and join us at Hunterdon Central High School, this is your opportunity to visit with 150 Hunterdon County businesses all under one roof. Now, we set up our display earlier this morning. We have two booths. One for signs and apparel and one for Crown Trophy. And we're right at the entrance, so looking forward to seeing everybody. Hopefully you'll be able to make it out there and join us and 149 other vendors as we display what it is that we can do for you. Now, if you're like me and you like good food, you may want to come a little later in the day because from 5 to 7, there will be the restaurant showcase, and you're going to want to enjoy that. God, I love Phil Collins. Can't wait for his autobiography to come out next year. But tonight, the restaurant showcase features about 20 different restaurants. 55 Main will be there. I think Matt's Red Rooster and many others. And this is your chance to sample some of their food. And don't forget, it is restaurant week here in Flemington. So you may be able to sample some good food and then get a reservation and enjoy restaurant week. And, you know, one of the things that I mentioned last year, because of the winter that we had where it was snowing every 3 or 4 days, it was bitterly cold. And a lot of my friends who are restaurateurs were not complaining, but they were lamenting the fact that nobody was going outside. They weren't leaving their houses anymore. to just go out to dinner. So here's a chance to kick off winter right, find a couple of favorite new restaurants, and then start while the weather is still great. It's supposed to be 70s all weekend. You know, get out there and enjoy the fine restaurants that Flemington has to offer. And there are many of them out here. So make sure that you don't forget that Flemington is very well known for its restaurants, for its history, and for shopping. And that may be one of the best reasons for you getting out this weekend and making sure that you visit us on or here in Flemington. Currently 12:11 at 100 in Chamber Radio. And this day, last night, absolute insanity at Crown Trophy. Think about this for just a minute. You know, your job is to engrave things. What happens? Our engraver breaks. Needs a new motor. Have to have it overnighted from Michigan. I spent probably 4 hours yesterday on the phone with their tech department, getting the new motor installed, getting it aligned right and everything like that. The backup plan when that happens is, well, we'll sandblast the glass pieces, which is okay. You can sandblast glass. You can't necessarily do it to the metal plates. And sure enough, the sandblaster breaks. So I have to tear that machine apart. I literally felt like a doctor yesterday, just going from operating room to operating room, fixing different machines in my shop. But today, everything is running great. So we're very happy about that because we have a couple of big projects coming up. So just insanity. And then I had to race home last night. I got home around 9 o'clock, write this show, get up this morning, set up for the expo, do this show, race over to the expo, and you know, put on a good show for the people who will stop by our booth. But it was just absolutely, man, this gerber wheel just is not going to stop spinning anytime soon. Now, one of the stories that I previewed in the beginning of the show was, what is the best time to reach customers on LinkedIn? And the studies also show that the same time is a good time to send out your Constant Contact email newsletters. And I'll get to that in just a minute. But among your social networks, LinkedIn is the clear choice when it comes to business-to-business engagement and lead generation. So if you're looking to increase visibility but are puzzled as to when it's the time for optimal reach, a couple of tips may help determine the best time to connect with potential customers. Now, after sifting through data from millions of LinkedIn users, Add This, an internet marketing agency, claims you get the most shares and clicks on Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Another agency called Fanit claims the best times to post on LinkedIn are twice a day during the standard business week, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. And they also suggest that Tuesday through Thursday are the best days to reach the largest audience. Others suggest that their clients post during banker's hours, anytime between Monday through Friday. Now, LinkedIn statistics reveal much about the mindset of your audience. Monday is all about ramping up business activities for the week and kind of coming out of that weekend fog, while Friday's audience may be more relaxed and winding down for the week in anticipation of the upcoming weekend. So finding the right time to reach your audience on LinkedIn or Constant Contact may boost engagement and ultimately help you connect with more customers. So just some advice there if you're trying to do some social network marketing. The best times, right now, they're saying Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m., or anytime, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, during regular business hours. And that advice is free, just for you. So if you're going to try it for a couple of weeks, and I read an article similar to this about 4 years ago when I was really doing a lot of email marketing, and I've changed it up a lot. There are times when I will send out my email newsletters at 6 in the morning, figuring it'll be the first thing in people's inbox. And what I found was sometimes the open rates would spike because it was the first thing in the inbox, and other times the open rate would decline precipitously because their inbox were now just too full. In the summertime, it was okay. Once you get back into September through May or June, when schools are open and people are just inundated with emails and everybody's back in the office, that's the time to stick to the Tuesday 10 to 11 mentality. So all good stuff there from the folks at LinkedIn and Constant Contact, and make sure that whatever you do it consistently. When we come back, we're going to talk about 10 age-old entrepreneur rules that still lead to success today. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey. Signs by Crown, Crown Custom Imprint Apparel, and Crown Promotional. All under one roof. Your one-stop shop for everything you need to present your company, your organization, in the best light possible. Well, in this world of constant change and new technologies and 1,000 different cultures, it's evident and somehow comforting to me to know that the basic rules of business prosperity really haven't changed in the last 100 years. Business success is still more about the people than the technology or the idea involved. So here are 10 age-old entrepreneurial rules that still lead to success. Now, I was just reading a book called The Science of Success, a collection of essays by and about Napoleon Hill. He's most recognized as the author of the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, which I read probably 30 years ago. And that book came out back in 1937. Now, Hill attributes his 10 rules of success to Andrew Carnegie, who was in his prime well before that, over 100 years ago. Now, since language and implication have changed a bit since then, I've kind of changed how they worded the original rules here with current day commentary and recommendations added. Number one, you have to have a definiteness of purpose. Now, every entrepreneur needs to start by setting a major purpose for embarking down a specific business path. This objective needs to go beyond making a parent or spouse happy, getting rich quick, or advancing a technology. For success these days, the purpose better focus on people and solve a real problem for customers. Number two, you want to have a mastermind alliance. Building successful businesses still requires the ability to find and inspire the best people who have what you haven't, whether that be skills, knowledge, connections, or funding. Then you must extend these alliances to vendors, partners, customers, and even your competitors, your competition. You also have to go the extra mile. Hill's eagerness to serve others gave him greater opportunities, and this law of reciprocity works the same today. Doing more than you have to do is the only thing that justifies raises or promotions and puts people under an obligation to you. This is still one of the most important competitive differentiators that you can offer. Number four, you have to have applied faith. This is a level of belief that has action behind it. Now, anyone can have ideas, passion, and faith about an important business opportunity. Yet, for most people, it's only a daydream since they are not willing or able to commit the actions required to deliver. Results are still the only true measure of success in business. Number five, you have to have personal initiative. Successful entrepreneurs do what they need to do without being told how to do it. Asking for insight is not the same as asking for the next step or asking an advisor to make the decision. Great entrepreneurs are proactive, not only in selecting the right idea, but in implementing a product, setting a price, and choosing customers. Number six, you have to have, and this is key, you have to have imagination. This is the number one skill required for creativity and innovation. Without imagination, entrepreneurs cannot look at a problem from a new perspective. Without imagination, entrepreneurs cannot visualize how various solutions to a problem would work. Without imagination, entrepreneurs can never dream up new ideas. Number seven, and the one that hits me in the face like a cold bucket of water every morning, enthusiasm. This is the contagious quality that great entrepreneurs have to attract correlative passion, commitment, the best people and customers to their idea and solution. Enthusiasm is one of the most powerful motivational tools in an entrepreneur's arsenal, and no success will accrue without it. Think about it. Do you want to do business with somebody that's excited about their business, excited about their product, or just somebody that says, "Do you want fries with that?" You also have to have accurate thinking. Accurate thinking is the ability to separate facts from fiction via deductive reasoning and to isolate and use those facts effectively that are pertinent to your own challenges and problems. When the necessary facts are not available, accurate inductive reasoning or hypothetical thinking is required to fill the gap. You also have to have a concentration of effort, and underline that word effort. In current terms, this is called focus and determination, to never give up and to never be diverted from your purpose. With focus and determination, you and your team will understand what's most important for success and drive your motivation through the execution steps required. And number 10, profiting by adversity. This simply means remembering that there can be an equivalent benefit for every setback. Successful entrepreneurs learn from funding failures, from economic adversity, ruthless competitors, and lethargic customers. They insist on greater efficiency. They try new business models, organizational improvements, and better cash management. And I don't think anybody can argue with the fact, and there's a lot of people at Crown that are now calling me Captain Adversity with everything we've been going through over this year. But we always come out a little stronger on the other end. And I don't look at things like no showroom as being a setback. It was just, okay, we're not going to have a showroom for 3 months. We're going to work out of our warehouse. And we worked fine. We've actually continued to grow, so it didn't really affect our business all that much. As far as ruthless competitors, I love it. And I loved sitting back, and my son and I had an argument over this one day. We had opened up our sign shop, and there were two other sign shops in the area. We set our prices probably at the high end, you know, not for any reason. It wasn't like we were just trying to gain profit. There was a value to the work we were doing. I believe that you should pay for the quality you receive. So our prices were probably a dollar or two higher per square foot than what our competitors were willing to do. Then they got into a pricing war. And I just said, "Brandon, at this point, we're not doing a thing. Keep your prices right where they are and watch what happens." Both of those companies were biting each other's noses off, trying to get the business. They would lower their prices on yard signs, on banners, and all kinds of signage to ridiculous amounts, almost to the point where they were giving the jobs away for free. I was not. I may not have been getting as many jobs as I could have had I gone down that path with them, but I decided, let's just hold the course and see where we go. They obviously had to cheat in the quality department. Their materials were inferior, and customers started to complain. One owner had to sell and get out of the business entirely before he lost his house because he just priced himself completely out of the market. There was no room, there was no profit margin anymore. So I'll let the competition fight it out all day long. When you want the good stuff, you come to me and we'll take care of it. Economic adversity, recession, depression, call it what you will, you still have to be, you have to recognize and you have to be aware of what's going on around you all the time. If you start to see indicators that are saying that the economy is starting to slump, if interest rates do rise, if unemployment starts to creep up again, you have to be prepared for that, both in how much money you've put away to for that rainy day fund, and also what do you need to do to shore up your business so that it'll be able to thrive during that economic time. So I love those rules. They come from Andrew Carnegie. They're probably 100, 130 years old, but guess what? They're still as applicable today as they were back then, and still usable. So it's all good stuff there. Currently, it's 12:26. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. Again, glad you could join us. Don't forget to join us at the expo this afternoon so that you can meet with 150 businesses from 100in County. The number one rule for branding, sales, marketing, management, and happiness. Is there one rule? And if so, what is it? So the secret to success in business and in life is so simple that it can be summed up in just five short words. Now, I've tried to shorten the title of this story, but anything less expansive would have been selling the short the importance of the message. There is a single rule that applies to everything, both in business and life, a rule that guarantees long-term success and a joyful journey along the rule. Get your pens and papers out. Here it comes. That rule is, rule number one, it is not about you. Now, I know that longtime listeners of this show are saying, wait, you always say rule number one is always be promoting, and that's true. I'm talking about as it pertains to branding, sales, marketing, management, and overall happiness. It's not about you. There used to be a high school baseball coach that wrote on the brim of his hat, I am third, meaning that his family and his faith came well before it was all about him. He always put his teams first, put his family first, put his church first, and then if there was any time left over, it was about him. And it's a hard lesson to learn, but it's one that I took to heart many years ago. Now, hardly an hour goes by when I don't get emailed press releases and pitch letters that are all about, I'm famous for, I've accomplished this, I want to do this, I'd like to this, our product has this, we're first to do this, I'm excited to announce this, we're happy about this, and on and on and on and on. And I pretty much ignore them and I delete them. Why? Because I've read and heard all the same stuff thousands of times already. We're living in a world where we're all surrounded by thousands of people and all of them are screaming, look at me! The more connected we become, the louder that screaming gets as everyone gets more and more frantic to cut through the noise and force their unique wonderfulness down everyone else's throat. But they're forgetting rule number one. It's not about you. Your brand isn't about you. It's about how other people feel about you. It's their emotions that make or break your brand, not how loudly you can spout your tagline. Sales isn't about you. Nobody cares about your quota, your commission, your enthusiasm, or even your reputation. All they care about is what you can do for them. Marketing isn't about you. Nobody gives a damn about your features, your functions, your product, or your company. All they care about is what can you do for them. Management isn't about you. Management is all about making other people successful. And if you don't get that basic fact, then you're a terrible manager. Are there egotists who become huge successes? Yeah, sure. But for every Steve Jobs in the world, there are a million egotists spinning their wheels. They just don't get that rule number one is not about you. And that leads to the more general subject of happiness. If there's anything I've learned in life, it's that the more you think about yourself, the less happy you'll be. Yes, it's worthwhile to understand your processes, your quirks, and foibles, but being self-aware is wasted effort if you remain self-centered. Happiness emerges when you forget about yourself and start caring about the other people in your lives, listening to other people and helping other people. Happiness comes from what? Rule number one, it's not about you. So stop talking about yourself, stop thinking about yourself, stop trying to be unique, put yourself in service to the world, figure out how to help other people. Make that your message and you will have a strong brand. Become more skilled at selling, marketing, and even engineering. You'll be a better manager for sure and you will be happy. It really is that simple. I was talking to someone, he shall remain nameless, but I was talking to him over the weekend and he was talking about a sales transaction that he's going through and how everybody connected to that process. You could tell it was all about them. The salesman wanted to make the commission. The lawyer wanted to make their commission. Everybody had it in. They were pushing this process through. And as he spoke, I said, they're breaking rule number one. Because instead of saying, what can we do for you to make this process smoother? They were all in it for them. Real estate agent wanted to make his commission. The lawyer wanted to get his fee. Everybody had their hand in the pie, but they kept forgetting that the guy who was holding the keys to the kingdom was the customer. And remember, as Earl Nightingale said back in 1965, all the money you're ever going to make is currently in the hands of someone else. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. We'll be right back with how to get better engaged on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News, I'm Melody Burkett. Donald Trump is launching radio ads in early voting states today, but even he isn't sure that they are necessary.
I spend no money and I'm number one. Other people have spent tens of millions of dollars and they're floundering and doing poorly. So it would be nice, honestly, wouldn't it be nice if we could do that with education?
The Republican presidential candidate tells NBC's Today Show that it's time for him to start advertising because people want him to. Trump's campaign says the radio buy is valued at about $300,000 and that the ads will run through the end of the month. Meanwhile, a new poll finds Donald Trump and Dr. Ben Carson leading the Republican presidential field. The Fox News poll has Trump at 26% and Carson at 23% among Republicans who are polled nationwide. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz follow with 11%. Six other GOP candidates are pulling in the low single digits. This is USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com, you lucky doggy. Do you ever pinch yourself and say, ooh, I'm listening to Taking Care of Business on 100 in Chamber Radio? Ooh, look at me go. Hopefully, and this is one thing that I do want to focus on to be serious for just a minute, but hopefully, and a lot of people have questioned, like, A, why do I do the show? Why do I prepare 6 hours a week for a one-hour radio show? I've gotten a lot of great feedback. Emails, texts, things like that, postings on Facebook where people say, hey, you know, it was a wake-up call when you read this particular story, or when you talked about customer service, it really hit home that I wasn't treating the customer as important as I should be. So, and I know that we've had several people who have emailed me topic requests, and we try to get to them as often as possible, but I do want to point out, at the end of the show, I always leave my email address, Facebook address, and all that. So if you want to write it down now, it's trophyjim@yahoo.com. If you ever have a topic that is affecting your business that you want me to talk about, do some research, it remains completely anonymous. I'd be glad to do that. And a lot of times I pull from a lot of different resources. I'm pretty well connected with a lot of great business people. There are certain gurus, and I've had a story on this a few weeks ago about how you have to have a mentor or mentors that can help you along the way. One of those that I put a lot of faith in is Steve Califer, the owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country. And, you know, so a lot of times I might see him at breakfast and we'll talk real briefly, and it may only be a 2 or 3 minute conversation, but it's guided me in the path of doing the right thing all the time. And I have other people that I tap into as well that I'll talk to about, give them a scenario, let them tell me how they might handle it, and then, you know, act accordingly. And anytime you have a business, and I don't care whether your name is Joshua Burke and you own Joshua's Landscaping, or you're Jim Gano and you own Crown Trophy of Flemington, listen to the advice of others and take it and act on it, because a lot of times it's their experience that they're giving you for free, And they've already been down that path. So before you make a similar mistake, you can do it. So again, if you have any questions, topics you want me to cover, send me an email, ask it on Facebook, do whatever you want in order to get to me. Call me at the store, and I'd be glad to do that for you. So it's all good stuff. How do you get better engagement on Facebook and Twitter? Social media marketing is kind of taking over marketing in general, I think, and I'm going to defer to the boys up at Success Communications. Wake up. I'm going to defer to the boys over at Success Communications because they specialize in this all day long. But I think, you know, when we have evolved from, you know, the 1960s, the newspaper ads, then the 70s and 80s with the radio ads, I think we've gone past that. There's still value to both of those mediums, but social media marketing seems to be the way that most people are looking now. And I will throw the 90s as the web base when we were doing our everybody had a website. But return on investment is incredibly important. And when it comes to soft marketing tools like Facebook and Twitter, it's easy to think that putting up a link and a bit of text would get your followers from your page to your website and then ultimately buying your product. But social media is and has been a marketing tool that requires just as much finesse as print, email, and other traditional marketing tools. So how can you get better engagement on Facebook and Twitter? Now, during the latter half of last month, I worked to promote our construction project and our upcoming reopening. The goal was to increase the number of people that viewed the post and would click on a video or website link. Engagement was down, and it was time to get them paying attention again. So I came up with a marketing plan to post ideas. Now, people love variety in their content, and they love images. So your images should grab their attention enough for them to stop, read your copy, and make it short because you don't have a lot of time with them, and then hopefully get them to click through to wherever you're leading them, be it a website or a blog or something else. Now, for this particular set of email marketing, we needed to have key elements to get followers to play along. We had to ask questions to get the audience listening. So I had questioned, what colors would you like to see the store painted? Offer links to articles that are related directly to them. Inform them about the progress of the construction that we were still open. And invite them to stop in and see for themselves how we were making out. I also wanted to keep them informed of the new showroom date and its opening. Now, after having a bit of a soft start for the first week, we made sure that we had the right footing. We launched into putting this content up with images and videos that we felt could make the audience pause for a moment with us and hopefully be more aware of the brand. Once they were aware of the brand and felt connected to it, they would be more likely to want to visit when we reopen. Now, within 3 weeks' time, for Facebook and Twitter, followers increased by 7%. Our snapshot for a month-over-month view of Twitter analytics reflected a 164% increase in tweet quantity, 89% in tweet impressions, 189% increase in profile visits, 128% increase in mentions, which is how many people were using the Twitter handle in their tweets, and 94% increase in follower quantity from the followers gained the month before. Now, overall, the increase in posts and content type really helped to get people interacting, watching, and paying attention. For Twitter, using applicable hashtags also helps to get new eyes on your content, and this will help contribute to engagement increases in most cases. Visits translate to someone who goes directly to your page. This means that whatever content you're posting is showing up in their feed if they're already following you. Is it engaging enough to get them to come and find you? Or they come in from a Google search or from the social media buttons on your website. With post reach, you would think that all your followers see are your posts, which would be amazing, but in truth, only a percentage actually do. When you're not boosting your posts, only your followers will see your content. So when you follow... when your follower base increases only a little at a time, you don't see much of an organic reach. Organic translates simply to the number of people you didn't have to pay money to Facebook to see your content. And as a quick overview, these were the statistics from Google Analytics for the months of September and October as compared to the month prior, with more visitors were returning to the site who had previously visited. Now, whereas the sessions or the length of time a visitor spends on a website dramatically increased, which meant people were finding the content there worth reading and decided to stay a while, without having paid to reach more followers on Facebook or for Twitter ads, you can still see that the time spent creating more posts, using images and graphics, writing shorter copy, and using hashtags with a well-laid plan can really get people paying attention to your brand. And if they're paying attention to your brand, they very well may end up becoming a loyal buying customer or advocate for it as well. So just a couple of suggestions on what to do, how to get better followers or more followers, and better engagement on Facebook and Twitter. Hopefully that will help you as well as we try to navigate this maze of social media marketing. It's currently 12:40. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. right here on 100inchamberradio.com. Anytime I take a break like that, it's time to find another story to read. Well, I had an interesting conversation this week with a woman who, she's been in business about 6 years, and she was complaining about flat growth or no growth, kind of like a plateau. And knowing her industry, I knew that at some point she would be at that level. I think everybody gets to that particular point. You know, there's just so much you can sell without selling something new. A few weeks ago, we had a story where if you offer new product lines or if you partner with other companies and you can, like, let's say for us, we have a sign shop. So if there was another business that made signs for equipment, let's say, and we were the ones making those signs, it might be a new revenue stream. But for the most part, there's a couple of common mistakes that young entrepreneurs make. And so here's why your business isn't growing and probably why you're not sleeping at night. And again, common mistakes, all fixable. So you want to watch out for these five mistakes that young entrepreneurs often make so that you can harness your intrinsically wired strength and set up your business for future success. Sometimes the first mistake can be one of the most tragic, and that is your tendency to be religiously optimistic. Young entrepreneurs tend to be religiously optimistic, assuming they'll always be great. And this causes them to overexpand and overspend. Imagining results and funneling actual money into those ideas is a risky game that may or may not end up being a worthwhile investment. So before you commit or contribute to your imagination, make qualified assessments on potential outcomes. Question what could possibly go wrong rather than optimistically assuming what could go right. The second is fear of spending. Contrary to the point above, some entrepreneurs are terrified of a financial downturn and save too much, which can hold them back from scaling their business. For example, a couple of years ago, I learned that the overhead of retention programs like gym memberships and contributing to employees' HSA accounts created an ROI for employee satisfaction, allowing us to keep high-capacity people around longer. So we retain quality team members by investing in creating a culture where people loved coming to work, and similarly, if you do not invest enough, you will bottleneck key areas that require funding for growth. Having too much focus on the dream is the third way that you could be making a mistake as far as growth is concerned. Now, this is an intangible investment. Young entrepreneurs are so good at selling their dreams, but they think people will stay only for the dream. When accumulating clients or hiring staff, keep in mind that they will come for the dream, but they won't always stay if you fail to take care of them. Everyone is a salesperson for his or her own values, and everyone has dreams of their own that match those values. When they assess their values against your dream, yours might simply apply to just one season in their lives. However, if you invest in your team while casting your dream's vision, your team has a higher likelihood of a long-term buy-in. Now, the fourth reason is because you have unrealistic viewpoints. True entrepreneurs are able to bend reality to their will. However, there are market realities that they cannot change. They must differentiate between the two and learn to budget and plan accordingly. For instance, make intentional investment predictions to build cushions for downturns so that you have the cash flow to be agile when the economy changes. Recognize the probable outcomes for each component in your business plan and for worst-case scenarios. And the fifth mistake is borrowing money. Now, every industry is different. For the most part, I tell young entrepreneurs to only spend what they have. Do not borrow money thinking that hope is reality. Now, my company operates on a pretty much credit card slash cash basis and has helped tremendously in helping us sustain growth as opposed to exponential growth, which is not scalable. However, you have to invest to expand. It's a balance and a hard one at that. The question is, do we spend to expand or save so we don't go in the red? If your trajectory is not properly assessed, you'll be frustrated with the outcome. As a young entrepreneur learning to navigate through overspending and investing in business, you will need to work both harder and smarter in order to achieve the best financial outcomes. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. We're going to take our last break of the afternoon. When we come back, we're going to talk about the crucial part of the sales funnel that you're probably ignoring. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. Glad you can be a part of us. You are the only radio station owned by a Chamber of Commerce in the country. So we're proud of that fact. And 4 years strong. I like to think that we're doing something right with all that. Well, before the break, I talked about the crucial part of the sales funnel that you're probably ignoring. And there's a lot that goes into the sales funnel from the initial contact to finally closing the deal. And you have to pay attention to all of the processes involved, but a lot of times people forget about one of the most crucial ones, and that's what I want to talk about here. Now, Elias St. Elmo Lewis was a prominent advertising executive around the turn of the 20th century, and he was almost murdered on two separate occasions. According to the March 1905 issue of AdSense, Lewis and some colleagues consumed food sprinkled with arsenic by an illy disposed person. And a few weeks later, the same person, apparently still illy disposed, set fire to Lewis's building. He and his colleagues barely escaped with their lives in several pairs of pajamas. And by the way, Lewis also invented the concept of the sales and marketing funnel back in 1898. Now, the story of how Elias St. Elmo Lewis fled his would-be assassin would interest you whether or not you wanted information about digital marketing. You'd feel a spark of curiosity and you'd read on to discover why someone wanted Lewis dead. In the first sentence of this story had been Lewis invented the sales and marketing funnel, it wouldn't have elicited the same motivation. You might have read on for academic reasons or for commitment to the headline, but not from a natural drive to find out more. Timing is everything. So much of the content that we write isn't delightful and that we read isn't delightful. It doesn't spark wonder or curiosity. We write toward the rational side of the customer's brain instead of trying to generate emotion. We do this because we create content with the assumption we're targeting buyers who are already evaluating solutions. We aim 99% of our content toward the evaluation portion of the sales funnel, and we employ rational, logical, and incredibly boring arguments to persuade people to buy. Now, because this story began with two paragraphs about attempted murder, you started down the Elias St. Elmo Lewis sales funnel at the awareness stage. You weren't evaluating whether the sales funnel was a useful tool or not. You felt intrigued to find out more. By creating more content for the awareness portion of the sales funnel, you build stronger emotional connections with your brand. And as anyone who's ever been in love knows, passion trumps rationality every time. But why do we avoid the awareness stage? At his 2014 Content Marketing World Keynote presentation, Andrew Davis argued that we focus on the evaluation stage because it's the easiest way to tie content creation to revenue generation. Buyer A downloads white paper B and makes a purchase 2 days later. These scenarios justify the expense of content creation, which makes evaluation a comfortable place to be. It's much safer to bet on this kind of content than to take a chance with the awareness stage. When awareness stage content delivers, however, it delivers in a big way. The Lego Movie is a great example of awareness stage content. It resulted in a 15% sales increase for Lego in 2014 and over a $1 billion increase in net profit. Now, Davis advocates creating content for the awareness stage to generate these, quote, moments of inspiration. These moments inspire customers to purchase things that they didn't even know they needed. Where have we heard that before, Steve Jobs? Making customers fall in love with your brand becomes the basis for a lifelong relationship. Rationally persuading customers to buy and hoping they'll fall in love later isn't just boring, it's also risky. No one dreams of getting into a logical and hopefully mutually beneficial relationship. You might get the initial sale, but you won't establish the passion that keeps customers coming back. You also have to take a chance. Awareness is more than the first time someone learns about your product. It's recreated in moments when customers discover something new about your brand. We fell in love with Apple in 1984, but we renewed our vows with the Here's to the Crazy Ones ad campaign. Apple doesn't rationally argue about the benefits of its products. It dares you not to fall in love with them. You can't afford to play it safe by only creating content easily tied to purchasing in a one-to-one relationship. Keep creating and testing content for your evaluation stage, but generate more moment of inspiration ideas. You'll create several pieces of content with flat or negative ROI until you uncover the magic. Magic is what transforms companies from product lines into brands. Invest more not only in introducing customers to your product, but helping them rediscover it again and again and again. Just stay away from the illy disposed assassins while you're doing it. So there's some interesting thoughts on what you're missing in all of your your advertising and how, what the heck, and why you're why some of your content may not be working for you, because we're missing that key portion awareness in the sales funnel. Currently it's 12:53 and we're getting ready to pack up, head out and go over to the expo today. So I do wanted to remind you that again, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo is on today. It is at Hunterdon Central High School over at the Fieldhouse and Commons area. It's a beautiful setup. I was over there earlier this morning setting up our booth. And, we've had this at Aspen Ice. We've had it over at HealthQuest. I think this is actually going to be one of the better formats that we've ever had. So don't forget that there is your chance to come out and meet with over 150 vendors all under one roof. Some will be handing out prizes. Some will be offering gifts. And others will just be there, simply to provide you with information and learn a little bit more about your needs. So we're trying to create awareness in the sales funnel and have people become aware of what's been happening both with our store on the construction side and on the growth side, how the custom imprinted apparel is taking off, how the sign business is taking off, how our promotional business is taking off, and hopefully that will turn into sales down the road. I did want to mention one thing. We're very excited. We have been having meetings for the past several months with an organization, and the gentleman called Brandon the other day, because I've kind of let Brandon take the lead on this, and every now and then I poke my head into the conversation, not to interrupt, but just to let them know I'm still around. And so the guy calls Brandon from Tennessee, and he says, it takes a lot to make me smile, but I'm smiling now. And what we've done is we've created products for him that he can then go out and sell to gift shops all over the country. And he landed a contract with the Seattle Space Needle. And so we're going to be creating some of the product lines for their gift shop. From that, he's also indicated there's interest from the Statue of Liberty, from the Empire State Building. And this is just unique product that we created in our store. Nobody else is doing it. But he told us right up front, it's got to be unique or I can't even present it. Went to a trade show for souvenir stores. Several thousand people were in attendance, and there was a lot of buzz about the products in his booth. So congratulations both to Brandon from my store for the work that he did on that, and also looking forward to working with, and the volume was just, you know, through the roof. So we're very happy with how that's progressing as well. And then from that success, we hope to be able to breed more success down the road and land larger accounts. But I did want to make mention of that while we were on the air today. All right. It is just about that time. We got to pack it up. Again, 100 Central High School today is the site of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce Business Expo. This is the 27th year that they've been doing this. And again, I'm just amazed at how many people will come through, love the fact that there's so many people taking an interest. Whether you stop by the table or you don't, at least you're stopping by someone's table. But make sure that you get out there and visit some of the businesses here in Hunterdon County that you might not get to otherwise. I was trying to do the math, and I was trying to figure out how long would it take for you to visit 150 businesses all over Hunterdon County. And I'm willing to bet that it would be somewhere in the 30 to 45 day range to get there, see some of their products, sample some of their offerings, talk to the owners, and then, you know, make your decision as to whether or not you're going to be doing business with them in the future. But it was, you know, so again, if you have the opportunity, come join us. We'd be glad to spend some time with you today. Taking a look at sports in NASCAR, Joey Logano did not win last week's race at Martinsville Speedway after being wrecked by Matt Kenseth in retaliation for earlier incidents involving the two. Jeff Gordon did win the race and punched his ticket to the championship round of the chase for the Sprint Cup at Homestead Miami Speedway in 3 weeks. For his actions, NASCAR has suspended Kenseth for two races currently under appeal. Danica Patrick was fined and docked points for her on-track retaliation against driver David Gilliland. In the NFL tonight, the Cleveland Browns take on the Cincinnati Bengals at 8:25 p.m. The Bengals have won 9 of their last 11 meetings against the Browns. In NCAA football, the top 10 looks like this after some major shakeups last weekend. The Ohio State University Buckeyes hold down the top spot, followed by Baylor, Clemson, LSU, and TCU. Rounding out the top 10 are Michigan State, Alabama, Notre Dame, Stanford, and Iowa. In Major League Baseball, the playoffs are over.
What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Well, you're going to have to wait until next April to win a game because the Kansas City Royals have defeated the New York Mets 4-1. And here's a little known fact about Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost. He now has 2 championship rings from 2 different sports. One for winning the World Series this year and one for working as a pit crew member for Dale Earnhardt Sr., during the last baseball lockout. When everything was locked out, he called up Richard Childress Racing, said he was interested in helping out, drove down to North Carolina, and that he had been friendly with Dale Earnhardt and eventually became a pit crew member and won a championship with Dale Earnhardt Sr. So interesting trivia question that may someday end up on a Jeopardy question. The NHL and NBA are back in action, but it's way too early to start talking about the playoffs there. Again, don't forget to stop by the Expo today from 2 to 7 p.m. at 100 Central High School. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. And maybe you can use that in your life as well. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook at Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I am taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody, and I'll see you at the Expo.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com.